This Shabbat is Shabbat Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, so there's a lot of changes in the tefillah. Certainly well worth making sure that one davens from a siddur this Shabbat, but just want to run through the various things that we have to put in, what we do say, what we don't say, what we've got to say something, etc., etc. So let's just start with a reminder that on Erev Shabbat, Friday afternoon, we have to light the Hanukkah candles before we light the Shabbat candles. Why is that? That's because lighting the Shabbat candles brings in Shabbat, and once you've brought in Shabbat, then you can't go and light the Hanukkah candles. However, this is only a din for the women. That's the men, if they want to light Hanukkah candles after their wife has lit Shabbat candles, so long as it's not yet Shabbat properly in, then lichara they could do so. But certainly a woman who's lighting Shabbat candles needs to light Shabbat candles after having lit the Hanukkah candles. In the tefillot, so we add in both Yalev Yavo and also Al Hanisim. Yalev Yavo for Rosh Chodesh, Al Hanisim for Hanukkah. Mariv, if you forgot either of those, then you don't need to repeat the Amidah. Yalev Yavo, you never repeat at Mariv on Rosh Chodesh, because they weren't Mekadesh the Chodesh at night. And Al Hanisim, we've established previously that one doesn't repeat if one misses it out. In the daytime Amidot, Shachrit and Mincha, there's Yalev Yavo. If you missed it out, then you have to repeat the Amidah. If you missed out Al Hanisim, then you don't have to repeat. At Musaf, we have a special Nusach for Musaf this Shabbat. Instead of just saying Tikantah Shabbat as we do on a regular Shabbat, Shabbat Rosh Chodesh, we say Atah Yatzarta. And we also add in Yalev Al Hanisim because it's Hanukkah. Even though there's no Tefillat Musaf for Hanukkah, nevertheless, seeing as we're saying Tefillat Musaf, we add in Al Hanisim. Though again, if you forgot it, then you don't have to repeat. Also in Atah Yatzarta this year, because it's a Shana Mu'beret, so our minhag is that we add in an extra phrase of Ulachaparat Pasha in the Elokeinu Velokei Avoteinu paragraph. And again, if one missed that out, then it's it doesn't matter. And Birkat HaMazon, that's the longest benching of the year. When we were children, we used to get very excited about it, which one of us was going to lead the benching, me or my brother. That's the longest benching of the year. Al Hanisim in the second bracha, and Ritzen Yalev Yavo in the third bracha. If you miss out Al Hanisim, you don't need to repeat. If you miss out Ritzeh, you do need to repeat. If you miss out Yalev Yavo, you don't need to repeat. Ritzeh comes before Yalev Yavo because of Tadir, Shein or Tadir, Tadir Kodem, whichever's more frequent occurrence comes first. Of course, it could be a longer benching if there was either a Brit Milah or a Sheva Brachot taking place as well. And that would, by the time you finish benching, it would be time for Motzei Shabbat, probably. We take out three Sifrei Torah this Shabbat. So special Shabbat with three Sifrei Torah. The first one we lay in the parasha from, Miketz. You can call up just six and combine two of the Aliyot. Or you can also call up seven different practices there. Then we lay in from Rosh Chodesh because of Tadir. So Rosh Chodesh comes before Hanukkah. And then we lay in as the Maftir Hanukkah, and the Haftarah is for Hanukkah as well. Now, what happens if you get the two Sifrei Torah wrong and by mistake you think, oh, you lay for Hanukkah first and then Rosh Chodesh? So then you would read Rosh Chodesh Haftarah instead of the Hanukkah Haftarah. But we want to try and get it right. Motzei Shabbat this year, we have to remember that we start saying the Tein Talu Matar. It's the night preceding the 5th of December. So we start saying Tein Talu Matar in the 9th bracha of the Amidah. If you forget it, you do need to repeat the Amidah. There's also Atachon Antanu, of course, as Havdalah in the 4th bracha. If you forget that, it doesn't matter. Yalev Yavo, that's just before in bracha of Avodah. If you forget it, it doesn't matter because it's Rosh Chodesh evening. And then Al Hanisim in the bracha of Hoda'ah. Again, if you forget it, it doesn't matter. In Shul, we definitely make Havdalah, we make light Nech Shel Chanukah before Havdalah. Usually the minhag is to do it after Kaddish Tikkabel. So after Kedusha the Sidra and Kaddish Tikkabel, then we light the Hanukkah candles. And then either Havdalah straight afterwards or in places where they say V'yitein Lecha, very good minhag. So they light the Nesha Hanukkah, they make Havdalah after V'yitein Lecha. Rav Soloveitchik was of the opinion that it would be best to make to light the Nesha Hanukkah straight after Chatzi Kaddish, straight after the Amidah, before Kedusha the Sidra. Why? Because the Nesha Hanukkah should be lit B'tzibur, whilst you've still got the din of a tzibur on you. Once you've said Kaddish Tikkabel at the end, then you're disbanding as a tzibur, and it's not clear that you should light the Nesha Hanukkah. The minhag isn't like that, but that was his opinion. At home, the Rama in the Shulchan Aruch is of the opinion that you should light the Hanukkah candles first and then make Havdalah. Why is that? Because you've already been yotzei with Havdalah, either in Shul with the Shliach Tzibur making Havdalah or Tachon Antanu in the Amidah. But this is actually a machloket. The Taz is in disagreement. The Taz maintains that, no, you haven't properly made Havdalah. Make Havdalah first and then light Ner Shel Chanukah Tadim Tshei No Tadim. So the Mishnah Berurah says different minhagim, the Avid Kumar Avid or the Avid Kumar Avid. Whichever way you do it, whatever your family minhag is, whatever seems correct to you, is the way that you should do it. So Shabbat Shalom, Chodesh Tov, and Chanukah Sameach. Ad Kan.